And here we go. Hello, everybody. How are we all doing today?
Well, we're doing pretty well. We got friends here.
Yes, we do. Welcome to the Market Made Easy with the Maxwell Group. I'm Kellen Hoskins, and I have with me Carissa Maxwell.
Hello.
Founder and leader of the Maxwell Group and an all-around awesome human being. And who did you bring with you today?
I brought Janelle Riggs with the Riggs team at Guild Mortgage.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, it's wonderful to be here.
It's great to have you here.
This is one of my favorite lenders, guys.
Yeah, she is going to give us some powerful insight into the goings-on in the market from a lending perspective today. And we're going to kind of give you some insight on what that means for you in the buying process and in the selling process. So we kind of touched on it a little bit last week, but we wanted to go more in depth. Mm. The interest rates, they are a-changing
right now. They are. Man, they have moved fast, too. I swear, in all the years I've been doing this, I think the fastest move I saw was from end of last year coming into this year. It was like you were hit by just a truck of increasing interest rates.
Yeah, they've gone up dramatically. And you know what? That's not necessarily the worst thing ever. Am I wrong or am I right?
You're right. I mean, it shows that we are now becoming more stable. I think for a long time, we had a crutch of really artificially held low interest rates. Yeah. And so in having rates kind of go more free market, which I believe in free market, so having them start to increase, it shows that we have some economic strength behind us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so, too. I think that the rising interest rates are definitely a sign of an improving economy. You know, but on the flip side of that, we're also kind of in the midst of a kind of what seems to be a 10-year cycle when it comes to real estate prices. So we're kind of in a weird in-between place when it comes to the real estate market. But I think all is still well for a lot of good reasons. You know, the cheap money that's been available for the last 10 years is great. You know, but it has to change. And you know, I think we're going to start seeing a slowdown in growth in house prices, which hopefully that'll give wages an opportunity to catch up a little bit and open up the markets to buyers who are currently priced out.
Mm-hmm. So historically, though, Kellen, I think you did some research this last week.
I did.
To talk about perspective on interest rates.
Yeah, so about 12 months before I was born, I was looking at like what was the highest interest rates that have been around in you know recent history, and it was in October of 1981, mm-hmm. And the interest rate on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage was 18.53%.
Wow,
that is high. That's a decent credit card rate.
Yeah.
These days, if you can get an 18% credit card rate, I think that's pretty awesome. But for a mortgage loan, holy cow!
Right.
That's a huge number, and I don't think we're heading toward that by any means, and I don't think it really could go that high again. Just because the price of real estate has changed. Mm-hmm. I mean, back then, also the median home price was, you know, less than 200,000, you know, yeah. and we're about a 340 national median right now. So, but still makes you think a whole lot differently with like a 4.4 rate.
Yeah.
You know, like what we're seeing about right now.
Yeah. Well, and we're actually getting closer to 5. I mean, we're holding pretty steady right about 5 right now, which sounds high, especially because we have short memories. So we remember 3. And that's, you know, it's a couple point jump from where we hit as far as that low goes, but historically 5 is not bad.
I agree.
Yeah.
So what does that mean, Carissa, for today's home buyer? What is that meaning for, you know, the average person who has a, you know, an average American income, say around $55,000 a year? What does that do to their buying power?
Well, I think when they come to us, they either have researched rates online and they're just starting their process. But when they get to us, they either have talked to a lender or they are about to talk to a lender. And so we usually really just ask them a preliminary amount of questions about what they're looking at in terms of their specs, like 3-bedroom, 2-bath, where area do they need to be in, you know, where they're coming from and how much they think they want to spend. And when we ask that question, how much do you think you would like to spend? Most people, well, either they have a smart alecky response, basically saying, "Well, you know, obviously, I'd like to you know, stay under $1,000 a month." And we all kind of, we both laugh, ha ha. You know,
it's hard to do.
Yeah,
it's hard to do.
And then we actually get a little bit more serious about talking about that, and we really can't start looking at houses until we determine what they can really afford. And again, that has really kind of changed over the last 6 months even. You know, they thought they could get into a house that was $350, no problem with the amount down and with the rate that they thought they were going to get. And I mean, Danelle, you know that it's not all about the rate sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's about a lot of things. I mean, can you speak on that a little bit? I mean, everybody is going to the rate, but that's not the only thing that you're looking at.
So really, truly, it's more payment. And the biggest thing that we're seeing right now is that as interest rates increase, it changes what people can afford. So you could afford more at 4% on your interest rate than you can at 5%. I was talking to clients earlier where we had a very specific target for their monthly payment, and they haven't been able to find a home for quite a while and finally found a home, only to see that that monthly payment is now about $100 more than they were hoping it would be. And that's a big deal. So as rates continue to increase, it will impact buying power for clients.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that's, you know, that's kind of keeping buyers on the fence. I mean, they think they're trying to process that information mm-hmm. right now. And, you know, historically in our buying season, things start to kind of slow down at this time of year. We don't see as many listings come on the market in November and December because people are really focused on the holidays. But this is the perfect time to start talking about listing a house too, because you know,
don't have as much competition.
We don't have as much competition, and even if we're not listing until, you know, mid-February, we can start that conversation, which I think a lot of people aren't even thinking about right now. But actually, it's probably better to start now, because then, you know, we're all ready by February.
Yeah, and it's impacting the sellers too. You know, it's not just a buyer issue that the rising interest rates are affecting, because the sellers obviously are involved in that process as well. And what that means for the sellers is, you know, your pool of buyers is getting smaller if you're not willing to be more realistic about your listing price, you know, or your negotiation standpoint. People just aren't going to be able to get there. And the smaller your pool of buyers are, you know, typically it's just the longer your house is going to sit on the market. Mm-hmm. But I think we're reaching a point where it's going to be a discussion on whether it sells or not.
And I can tell you too, I mean, we've been seeing more need for having a very strong real estate agent partner to work with, because a lot of times with your negotiations, you're able to get more creative for clients. Mm-hmm. And perhaps rather than, you know, having them do a massive price reduction, because that's one way to get your payment mm-hmm. down. Instead of doing that, we can look at having the seller pay money to help go towards, you know, spending money to get the rate down. So, you know, maybe it's a balance of figuring out what's important for the client, how to keep their monthly payment where it's affordable for them, and then how to get the seller as close to what they need to get out of the property as well.
Yeah, and I honestly think another thing that's really important for sellers is helping them come up with solutions to questions they have, which are, you know, where am I going to put my proceeds? Where am I going to go? how am I going to make that happen? Because I think that, you know, they are stuck on a number because they think they need this much in order to move. Well, let's get creative on that side. Let's look at where you're going and help with that process too, because I think, you know, they're looking at a higher interest rate on when they're buying a new house, or wherever they're moving to. Well, let's get creative on that side too. So I think it's really important that you have a professional, to ask these questions to, because it's not necessarily that easy.
And that's, you know, again, why we're here is we're trying to help make that process easier for everybody. Danelle, can you explain to me really quick, and not just to me, but to everybody, you mentioned, you know, maybe doing some seller contributions that that can affect the interest rate. Mm-hmm. Can you go into that a little bit more, and how does that affect both the buyer and the seller?
Sure. So, and actually, Chris and I were talking about numbers just a few days ago, and we had a scenario of a client who was selling a home at, let's say, $400,000, and rates have come up. The monthly payment for the buyer is now too high. So one option was to literally decrease the sales price by $50,000. So does the seller, in that case, the buyer is happy because their monthly payment is now affordable again.
Sure.
However, the seller is not in a place where they're happy, right? Like they don't want $350 instead of $400. So in working through the numbers, a possible scenario was to have the seller give a credit of 2%. And then having that money as a lender, we can spend money that we get from the seller on points.
Okay.
Points help buy down the interest rate. So in being able to buy down the interest rate, the client's payment was able to become more affordable again. And, you know, 2% on $400,000, about...
It's a win-win.
Yeah, exactly. So it's much less of an expense than $50,000 off the sales price,
yeah,
but
so
it helps to
spending less than $10,000.
Yeah.
Instead of spending $50,000,
exactly,
you know, and reducing the cost of the home.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that's certainly, you know, again, it comes down to having the right partners who kind of know what they're, you know, what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, so that we can, you know, come up with solutions that are beneficial for everybody.
Well, and problem solving on the fly, knowing, you know, knowing what the scenario is and being able to ask the right questions so that you can get to solutions that make everybody happy in a scenario is really important. So,
yeah. And I think, you know, one of the things that I've always enjoyed about working with Danelle and her team is the answer is never no.
Yeah,
you know, the answer is always how.
It's a matter of when.
Yes. Yeah, it's when and how. It's never no.
That's right.
You know, so that's just the message for the people out there who might be watching or listening.
Absolutely.
Is just get with the right people who can help you come up with a game plan. Regardless of your situation, there's a game plan we can put in place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and whether that means, you know, credit improvement, debt reduction, income improvement, you know, there's a dozen different ways to kind of get you into a better situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Danelle's team is fantastic at doing things like that.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to help. And, you know, there's a lot of things that we can do to work with somebody's scenario for sure. So
awesome.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Danelle, for joining us today. And thank you guys all for watching and listening. You can find the full video on our page. Just search for the Maxwell Group at Bloomtree Realty on Facebook. Danelle, how can the people get in touch with you if they need to?
Danelle Riggs at the Riggs team on Facebook as well.
Okay, awesome. And of course, if you don't have time to watch the video in its entirety, we totally understand, which is why we've made this available in podcast form as well. And you can find our podcast at PrescottEnews.com under the podcast section and take it with you on the go. Also available in the Apple iTunes store. So cool stuff.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Have a great day.